Welcome to the Hide the Word of God in Your Heart podcast. Now here's your host, Danielle White.
Hello, my name is Danielle White with the Hide the Word in Your Heart devotional. This podcast is designed to help children and teenagers hide the Word of God in their hearts. Adam Hughes said, "How can we find time to memorize scripture? If we love the Lord, we will make time to put Him first." The scripture verses we are going to hide in our hearts today is Psalm 95, verse 6 through 7 in the King James Version. Psalm 95, verse 6 through 7 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand." Today, if you will hear His voice. Let's say that again. Psalm chapter 95, verse 6 through 7 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if we will hear His voice." Let's say that one last time. Psalm chapter 95, verse 6 through 7 says, "O come, let us worship and bow down, let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice." Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray that we will hear Your voice. I pray that we will follow You as a sheep follows a shepherd. Thank You for being such a good shepherd to us, and thank you for loving us even though we don't deserve it. Thank You for sending Your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for our sins, and I thank You for saving my soul. I pray that You will have all people to come to know Your Son Jesus Christ as Savior and hide Your word in their hearts. Amen. God loves you. He loves you so much that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." If you are not yet saved and would like to be, all you have to do is pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart today, and He will. Until next time, God bless you.